Since 9/11, our perception of people with very strong faith, whatever denomination, has changed. That's according to Paul Handley, co-author of Not Angels, But Anglicans.
It's made a significant difference, I think, because in the old days, you could write the Church of England off, and increasingly you could write religion off. And we were heading that direction, I think. It wasn't going away, but in the public perception, it was a less harmful, quite a friendly sort of thing. And suddenly, the Muslims in this country became very noticeable and very vulnerable, regardless of where they came from or what their beliefs were. Just the fact that they were Muslims or looked Muslim was enough to make people suspicious of them. One of the interesting things was when the Archbishop of Canterbury started talking about Sharia law in a not condemnatory way. I mean, he wasn't saying, let's have it, but he wasn't saying it's not a bad idea either. The fuss that caused, I mean, it was just the biggest, certainly in the press, it was the biggest event of his primacy. Forget women priests, forget gay bishop, it was all over the papers. That was a brave attempt to stand alongside the Muslims and say, we are all faiths together. And it's interesting now that church schools are referred to as faith schools. And in the old days, St. John's Primary up the road was just where you sent your kids because it happened to be the local primary. Now it's classified as a faith school. The government doesn't really know what that is. It hasn't got control over it, or has it? And so religion is a much edgier thing, which I don't think is a bad idea, really. Religion is more powerful in people's emotions than we were beginning to start thinking.
I can understand how, whether you agree with it or not, obviously why you would link things like the terrorist attack to Muslims, and therefore there'd be an obvious look at Muslims and go, oh, there's something there. Hmm. But why would that have any impact on Christians in general?
Because they all believe in the one God in different ways, and there are clearly differences in the way they believe as well. But certainly the understanding of religion is, among people who don't follow it, is so low in this country that anybody who mentions God, anybody who thinks about God, is linked together. So religions, I mean, I just slid them together just then, but more generally, people think it's all the same thing. So if you're frightened of something you don't understand, and that nobody can understand God anyway, so that sort of falls into that category, then they get lumped together.
And do you think people are more frightened of people they perceive to be Christian, or do you think maybe it's just a case of, I don't understand and I just think it's all a bit of an odd thing to do in the 21st century?
Oh, it's all of that. I think church going in this country hasn't changed. People still go to the 9:30 service or the 10 o'clock service or whatever and do similar things with more or less enthusiasm, depending on which church you go to. So in that sense, it's the regular ticking of the religious clock that has gone through the country's history. But because people don't understand what's going on in people's minds, because they can't see what's going on in people's minds, I think that's where people in the old days, there was enough of an understanding to say, well, I know what it is, but I don't agree with it, or I don't have anything to do with me. But now people just don't understand it at all. And that's what makes it slightly nervy.
And do you think it's also been impacted by a lot of the scandal that's been attached to the Catholic Church as well?
That hasn't helped. I'm not sure how long the impact of that is going to be. It's very difficult because I've got two hats. I mean, I've contributed to this history book about the whole of the history of Christianity in this country for thousands of years, a couple of thousand years. And my day job is a newspaper editor. So what is exciting and newsworthy this week, this month, this year, isn't necessarily the thing that will stay in people's minds for too long. I mean, just comparing the rows we have these days to previous rows where the church has been riven over the dating of Easter, or whether people should read the Bible in English, or whether you should have candles on the altar of your church. All these things have led to violence and riots and death. So, yes, there are scandals at the moment, but whether they have a long-term impact, I don't know.
That's Paul Handley, co-author of Not Angels But Anglicans, published by the Canterbury Press.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.